brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, everybody, this is a members preview for today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing and you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and hit the join button or the link in the description to become a member on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, go ahead and become a member at theconfessionalspodcast.com/join, and you can hear the whole episode today. Hey guys, before we get to this episode, I want to remind you we are doing Squatchella on August 3rd. Me, Blurry Creatures, Ninjas Are Butterflies, and Expanded Perspectives are going to go live on stage, do our shows live in Nashville on August 3rd. If you want tickets to this event, go to Squatchella.com.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
Long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge, and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. All right, friends, welcome to another great members episode. If I haven't mentioned it yet, what am I doing with myself? MerkMerch.com is the new Merkel Media apparel line. Go ahead, check it out. MerkMerch.com for all your Merkel Media, The Confessionals apparel needs. All right, friends, listen, we have a great great show coming up for you because we have Dylan from Australia. I was thinking about doing the Australian accent, but then I realized it's just not a good idea. So I figured I'd let it to the pros. Dylan is down there in Australia, and he came on the show today to talk about owls, aliens, and hypnosis because he is a podcaster down there who literally was having a hypnosis session and recalling very disturbing things that he's been through that he didn't remember until the hypnosis session that he actually documented live on his podcast. So let's get to Dylan and telling his experience through the hypnosis, what he uncovered down there in Australia. Let's go. All right, today we have Dylan on the show. Dylan, what's going on, brother?
You know, much the same. Just looking forward to speaking with you, Tony, about everything paranormal.
Yes.
Love it.
I love it too. So anybody who's listening probably can tell where you're from. And you host the show Paranormal Thoughts. When did you start that show?
Started that about 7 years ago in 2016. And it happened really organically. I kind of posted the first episode without even realizing I was going to do a podcast. Originally, I was kind of thinking I would do more of like a audio kind of journal for myself because I just had so many, I don't know, I just had so many thoughts and opinions on everything paranormal, but a big part of it really being about the abduction phenomena. And I kind of just recorded my 20-minute sort of rant on it, put it up online, and then people kind of found it. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm doing Paranormal Thoughts now. And it's kind of just stemmed from there. And it's been a pretty incredible journey, in all honesty. Like, I kind of can't believe it's still continuing. And I guess where I've been able to go with it and the people I've been able to talk to over the years.
Yeah. That's cool, man. The organic start is something that I am not familiar with because I literally sat for 2 or 3 months every day before I launched my first episode game planning how yeah. I was going to do things. And then once you launch it, I was like, okay, well, this needs to be adjusted. That needs to be adjusted. And you know, the evolution began. So that's cool, man. So Paranormal Thoughts, people can definitely check it out on Apple, Spotify, wherever they get their podcasts. And, you know, I think it's self-explanatory in the title, Paranormal Thoughts, talking paranormal. But let's talk about your experiences. You emailed talking about the alien abduction phenomenon and then going through hypnosis in that process to uncover these memories, which oftentimes people do. Funny story, before we get into your story, I have a documentary that we're going to be dropping sometime in 2025. It's all been shot and we did the adventure, but you know, it's now in the early stages of production. And well, I got a funny email/text message yesterday and the producer Ward is going through the footage and we had a very dramatic experience in the woods our last night. And during that dramatic experience, he calls and tells me that he hears something when Joel says, "What's that?" He heard something in the woods leading up to this experience. And then he said, "There's also 28 missing frames from the footage." He said, "I don't know what happened to it. It should be impossible with the camera that you guys had. But right when all this happened, there's 28 missing frames." And we essentially got charged by something in the woods that night. And then other things happened behind us. And so he tells me this. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And then he emails us shortly after some screenshots from the footage. And he's like, Ward is a very, tries to be as logical as possible. But he sent it to the most two illogical people in the world, me and Joel. And I can be here to confirm to you and the audience, from my perspective and Joel's perspective, it seems like there's an alien standing behind us during this whole experience in the woods. And it's pretty wild. So I haven't analyzed the footage, but he sent screenshots and I'm like, that looks like an alien.
Wow. So, caught on camera. Amazing.
On camera. So he's like, it might be pareidolia. I'm like, that's nonsense. Don't ever say that word around me again. It's real.
Yeah. I love that. And I love that you've got that weird thing of frames missing too, because that is, how does that happen?
Yeah.
You know, that is.
I told my wife, I said, you know, like, how does that happen? And it makes me wonder what's happening in that 28 frames section. Like, I don't know how, what the time span would be of a 28 missing frames section, but whether it's a second or, you know, 10 seconds, I wonder what happened that we don't have on footage there. And if we have 28 missing frames, and this is all me thinking out loud because I haven't thought about, I just heard about this last night and I really haven't spent a whole lot of time thinking about it, but if there's 28 missing frames, say it's a second, and that 28 missing frames happens when the charge happens, makes me wonder if the charge actually happened and it's missing on the camera. Like, I wonder if something actually did appear. I don't remember it. Joel doesn't remember it. And it's not on the footage.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy because, I mean, you talk about paranormal stuff. So, like, I mean, you've heard about, you know, the electronic devices phenomenon where things malfunction and do things that they shouldn't do. And it seems like that might be the case here with this, which is interesting.
Yeah. I've had that happen where I did a podcast, paranormal investigation. So we pretty much, it was like a two-part thing where I went out to a haunted railway museum in South Australia. The first part was interviewing the researchers in a train carriage, pretty much. And then the second half was us actually walking around to the kind of hot spots and recording just what we could kind of find. And we got a bunch of like kind of interesting, not EVPs because there was no voices, but just sounds of weird movement. And we did actually get a sounded like a human whistling as well, which was a story they'd actually told me prior to hearing that. But the weird thing was I was recording everything on a Zoom recorder. And when I was editing back the audio, it was like the Zoom recorder would skip forward and then kind of skip back a second. Like it was, which I don't even know how it would do because, you know, the timeline is just continuous. But the fact it was kind of like I would be speaking and then it would cut forward to like my following halfway through my next sentence and go back. It was, I've owned the Zoom recorder for years, never had anything like that happen. But it just so happened to take place while doing a paranormal investigation, you know, and I think that kind of stuff is pretty hard to deny when you're like, well, there's this weird evidence that it's interfered with, you know, an electronic device, you know, like it's trying to make sense of that, you know, it's wild.
Yeah. It happens a lot, man. It happens a lot. So with your experiences and stuff, I want to kind of hand it over to you and let you kind of take it away. Because I mean, I imagine, you know, what tops an alien abduction in somebody's personal life? I imagine that's probably the most dramatic things that have happened to a person in their life. I'd certainly hope. I mean, there's probably a rare case where people were abducted and, you know, the next day they were being chased by Dogman in the woods. Haven't had that on the show yet. So if you're that person, please email me. So.
Yeah. I mean, with doing Paranormal Thoughts, I do a ongoing segment, which is Interview with an Abductee, where I just bring on everyday alien abduction experiences. So I've been doing that over pretty much the whole course of the podcast's life. And I mean, when I first started doing it, I was like, well, what's a alien abductee kind of like? You know, you kind of have maybe a bit of an idea in your mind, but what I've sort of, the conversations I've had over the years have been absolutely eye-opening, just phenomenal. Some of the most well-rounded, researched people I've come across, honestly. Some of their backgrounds are that extremely intelligent people have kind of a lot to lose as well. So a lot of them do remain anonymous, so we use, you know, a fake name and so on. These people are still everyday people, you know, like they get up each day, go to work, and they just have these experiences which are incredible and extremely difficult to talk about. You know, some have quite a positive experience, you know, like they've kind of really embraced what takes place. And I've spoken to people who have told nobody before. I was the first person they've opened up to about some pretty traumatic, you know, subject matter, with an abduction, I mean, it says it right there in the name, doesn't it? You know, the idea of being taken against your knowing will anyway. And so having these conversations over the years, I started to really resonate, I suppose, with some of these people. And as soon as the podcast started, about a month in, I had this really weird event take place where I got really into Mike Cleland, who some of you listening would know. He's the OWL synchronicity UFO guy.
We just had him on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. He's given me a lot of time, actually, just being like, can you hear my story and please try to make me feel normal about it? And, you know, because it's weird stuff. And when I became aware of his work, I was like, something, it was like just a switch flipped to me. I was like, I don't know what it is, because I couldn't relate to anything he was saying. I was just really interested in it. But then one night I was driving home. Well, it was probably either, it was after midnight, so it was early one morning. And I was listening to a podcast in my car I previously listened to. I kind of just randomly picked one. And it was a podcast with Rob and Trish McGregor, who are researchers. I've also been quite influential on the podcast with their work with synchronicity and alien abductions. So I was listening to that. I was like, oh, I love this. This is kind of what introduced me to synchronicity to begin with, you know, a meaningful coincidence. And then previous to that, earlier that week, I had listened to another podcast. It was actually Mike's podcast. He had interviewed a British woman who was doing hypnosis sessions with alien abductees. And it was a great chat. And Mike asks her the question, have you had any experiences of your own? And she says a sentence pretty much to the extent of, if I have, I don't remember. And I'd never really thought about it like that, where just because you don't have any conscious memory currently, does that necessarily mean something hasn't taken place? If there's these other kind of maybe things you can kind of relate to the phenomena. And so, you know, the cogs kind of start turning. So as I'm driving home, listening to this podcast, thinking about that podcast with that quote, thinking about, what if I've had an experience? Next minute, about a minute from my house, and I turn and look, and there's an owl sitting on a street sign. And something, they're not very, I mean, they are common, but you don't see them where I live. You know, if you have a keen eye, you probably could, but they're incredible birds. You know, they're so stealthy. But this one was just sitting there. So I pull the car over, I get out, and I'm just kind of looking at it and kind of I start talking to it, I suppose. I'm like, you know, all right, you have my attention. And then for the following week, I had really weird synchronicities where I was seeing owls everywhere, like not actual owls. It was kind of weird, kind of paraphernalia everywhere. And then I had a really vivid abduction dream where it took place in my family's home. And it was just really weird. I don't really have those sort of super real yet kind of surreal dreams where you're like, did that actually happen? But you're like, no, it didn't feel, it felt different. But the thing that really topped it off was the only two people I'd mentioned the whole kind of owl sighting to was my now wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and my mother. And we'd went for a walk that week together. And I kind of thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool if we saw an owl? And literally, just as I was thinking that, this thing swoops down in front of us, like low to the ground, and lands in a tree, and we all see it. And I'm like, all right, I don't know what any of this means currently right now, but I'm like, this is very strange that I've kind of been analyzing how I may fit into this phenomena, and quite a big element of that research is the synchronicities with owls and alien abductees. And I'm seeing these owls over the course of a few days. So that was kind of the thing that really ramped up doing Paranormal Thoughts as well. I was like, this is kind of interesting, you know. And then I often would ask people, have you had wind synchronicities? And, you know, with owls or kind of whatever. And a lot of people do. And it's bizarre how many people now listen to my podcast. And while they're actually listening to me talk about synchronicity and owls, they'll see owls in weird places where it's almost like they're presenting themselves. You know, I've definitely said, if you're aware of something, you know, you buy a new model of car, you're like, oh, everyone has the same car as you, if you're aware of it. You know, it's definitely that. But some people have said, like, no, no, these things purposely, it's like they make themselves known, which is not typically what they do. You know, birds of prey, they're extremely stealthy. You know, they're incredible animals. But
I want to say,
yeah,
to just to back up what you're saying, when I had Mike on the show, I don't remember exactly if it was before or after. I think it was before, but, and I don't remember what the situation was. This is a terrible story already. But I will say that something was happening around us in our lives. And an owl showed up at my house and flew real close to my wife outside at night. A really big owl. I didn't see it. She said she saw it, and she saw it, I think, multiple times. I did the show with Mike, and I can't tell you how many people reached out since that show and said, I'm seeing owls. I'm seeing owls. The people that listen to the show that have my number, they'll text me, emails, owls, owls, owls. And I'm just like, and I tell everybody the same thing. Get a hold of Mike. he's the owl whisperer, you know? So
yeah. He is the man, honestly. Like, cause I emailed him kind of after that experience, and you know, I heard back, and then all these years later, I interview him. And I was like, oh, you know, you're actually kind of, you've sort of been along for the journey of the podcast in a way. And I mentioned that story, and he remembered, and we're kind of, you know, we're talking about that. And yeah, it was such a bizarre time, but I feel like it really set me on this path of, I guess, really just being open to what's really out there and just listening to when the universe is kind of grabbing you and like screaming at you that, you know, there's more than kind of what, you know, meets the eye. That's kind of what really been proven to me. But then kind of 6 months ago, I was doing a bunch of, you know, the interviews with abductees, and I kind of just, I think I did like three episodes sort of back to back, and all three of those guests kind of were sort of bringing me back into the conversation and kind of asking about, I guess, my potential experiences. And, you know, I was kind of saying, I've had this really weird kind of obsession since being like quite young, where this sort of phenomena, you know, it was quite frightening. And then I've just kind of, it was just weird. When I was growing up, sort of late 90s, early 2000s, the amount of gray alien paraphernalia that I had, like masks, toys, I don't know where that came from, but it was just something that was so ingrained. Or I remember like lying outside on the trampoline at night, looking at the sky, and not so much thinking about like, oh, wouldn't it be great to go to space, but being like, they're up there and I don't know if I want them to come down, kind of thing. I was like, it's thinking back now, I'm like, that's kind of maybe a little unusual, but always having this kind of interest. And I spoke to a woman who she claims to be a death doula, which is pretty much helping people sort of transition from dying into the afterlife. And so she can speak to the other side, and she can see things. And one of her abilities is seeing memories in people. And as we were talking about her death doula situation, she also did mention she's had her own abduction experiences as well. And she kind of stopped me. She's like, can I tell you something? Is it okay if I kind of look into memory of yours? I was like, oh, okay, sure. And she describes myself being a young boy being taken one night, and it was surreal to hear someone, whether or not at that time I even was believing that it could be about me. It was just weird that it could be.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more of it, go to theconfessionalspodcast.com, become a member if you're listening on the podcast feed. And if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and click the join button or the link in the description, and you can become a member today on YouTube and get this show.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Mako's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Mako. Visit your local Mako today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.